We're looking at Oisnan Zion. Aye Panecha Zuma is Neged Obrim Meshavim. Kibelo is Summit Befunim Meirim. You shouldn't have a scowl on your face when facing the passerbys, and you should greet them with a Punim Meirois. So it's interesting, he starts with a negative, a certain inclination towards scowling. I don't know. Yeshiva brought her into scowling, like, you know, I don't see them smiling. My Shira Tam asked me, says, is there like some like reason why Yeshiva brought her never smile? Like, is like some prune kind of reason, like, they're not supposed to smile? A person should not be with panim zumois, panecha zumois negative over meshavim. In shemakabel them panim irim. It's even more. A few thoughts. Okay, first of all, the people which should be smiling the most in the whole world are Yeshiva Bachur. That's first of all. Because a person Zaycha to learn Torah, Sefer Kodesh Baruch Hu, should be happy. Rabbi Twersky says a story that he was walking one day, it was the second day Pesach, he was walking from his house to the shul, and he sees a guy walking his dog. And the guy's like, you know, this is before the days of cell phones, but he's singing to himself and he's, you know, smiling and snapping and having a good time, you know, twirling around with the dog, you know, the whole thing. And he says, you know, I don't get it. In the last 36 hours, I was in the midst of the rice of sitting by a Seder, which multiple mitzvahs the first night, mitzvah to Rabbanu sitting by the Seder the second night. I said hallow. I sat with my family, with my children, my grandchildren. I should be much happier than this guy over here. And I'm walking, and he's like, yeah, man. You've seen these guys, they look at that right there. Like, so what's the pshat? That was his kasha. He never got teretz. Because it's not good kasha. The kasha is better than teretz, you know? Sometimes the teretz, and we tend not to focus on how much that we have. So first of all, before the issue of being macabre, somebody else with a smile, I mean, you would like a person to walk around being happy. I mean, he woke up this morning, Baruch Hashem, and he's alive, right? That's right there. That's kosher, right? Some people don't do that, right? So, Baruch Hashem. And he's able to move. Baruch Hashem, many people can't do that. And he's able to talk. He's able to, you know, there's many things he can do. So we take those things. I had a fascinating, you know, many thoughts you have. I was in Atlanta for a Shabbos. And a person came by Motzei Shabbos, the place I was staying. So after he left, my host pointed out that this individual had been through a major medical trauma. He developed an infection, which basically the doctor said it's all over, and his body was shutting down, and people were davening, etc. And ace happened. The doctors agreed it was a miracle. They have no way to explain it. The fellow was walking. He did not have any brain damage. The whole thing. It's like he was Makabo, but he did a Kabbalah in Akar Satoiv for what he, you know, what he. You know, went through. He basically started the tag office in Atlanta. Was started by this person, as a Karsa Toiv. So I think to myself, you know, he has a Karsa Toiv for that. I should have more Karsa Toiv. I didn't have to go through the medical issue to being able to walk and to talk, etc. So I should even have more things that Kabbalah than him. We don't think like that. You know, that's called normal, right? The person born with five fingers, that's called normal. So I have five fingers, Baruch Hashem. I mean, there's people born without five fingers. Well, but if a person was born without, and then he gets it, wow, that's kosher, you know? Like, and Russian did him a favor that he didn't have to go through the whole process of not having and getting it. That's even better. But we don't sort of like to think like that. So that's before I get to the macabre podium of other people, we should start out being happy. That's Aleph. So now that we're happy, so of course we're walking down the street smiling, so of course you're going to smile at everybody. Right. That's number one. Number two, if I truly enjoy meeting people, so then I always want to smile at them. I think that I enjoy, I smile. Most people, I find, in general, it's very hard to eat like this. You enjoy something, you enjoy activity, you hang out with your friends, you're not scowling. You're enjoying it. So the natural inclination is to indicate that throughout your body language, including your face. Do we enjoy meeting people? We should. If I start with the easy one, right? So, a brother of mine, I haven't seen him in many years. We get together, well, so happy to see him. Smile, hug, kiss, wonderful. I get to see him every day. I should smile, hug, and kiss even more. Back to the first problem, right? If I see him once every 3 years, I'm happy. If I see him every day, I should be even happier. Right? No, because something which we're missing, we feel the chesaron, and we feel the hashlam of the chesaron, we feel happy. But if a person would stop for a grand total of 30 seconds and think, wow, it's so nice that I have this person next to me, I'd be happy. And I'd smile at him. Sometimes I suggest to Chassanim on the day of the chasna, a person should make it's a day of tshuva. So like Yom Kippur, you have to make a Kabbalah. So it tells the Kabbalah was a commitment to learning, daily learning. The day of the chasna, a person makes a commitment to daily learning for the rest of his life. You know, an hour a day, which I might tell people, believe me, the time that, it doesn't mean like, you know, you're saying Vertah by the Haggadah, it means learning, you know. Remember, I was up late, the night before Pesach, with Bedika, had some issues, etc. And then the whole day, Erev Pesach, you're busy, and I realized after that, I had not learned my hour yet. So I set out at 3 o'clock in the morning, I learned my hour. Oh yeah, you have to learn your hour then, you know. One of my chaverim told me, he says, you know, his wife just had a baby. He sent her off by plane, five-day-old baby to her parents. They're making the bris in Muncie. And he stuck the three kids in the car, and he drove with them from Cleveland to Muncie. And when he got there, he sat down and learned his hour. Because the whole day, right, he's not really learning in the car with three little kids, you know. He's singing Uncle Moshe, unless you count, he's singing, you know, Uncle Moshe songs the whole way, you know, and 613 Torah Avenue in those days, that they already had. That doesn't count as learning. But this, get that clear, right? Okay, so, but what about a Kabbalah ben adam l'chaveiro? So I said it's very simple. Be makabel, when you walk in the door, smile at your wife. That's it. To train yourself, when you walk in the door, first thing you do when you walk in the door is smile at your wife. So that sounds like the most logical thing in the world. She's your wife. You're happy to see her, so smile at her. The problem is, of course, we're distracted. I'm thinking about, you know, the interaction I have with a guy on the way to drive here, or the guy back at, you know, in the office, or the chavrusa I have financial issues, or whatever. So they walk in with this sad face. Now, women are very good. They assume immediately that if they have a sad face, it's about them. Right? Why are you upset at me? I'm not upset at you. Why didn't you smile at me? No, I was doing something else. Like, that's not a great answer. You don't want to be in that situation. So we're going to just work out. Well, to work out. You know what? I have all the problems in the world, but I'm still happy to see you. Like, once on a theater, human beings have multiple emotions. Like, how can I have this problem, but I'm still happy to see you? Right? So I'm going to smile at you. That's what you got to do. It's very, very simple. If I'm happy to see you, I'm going to smile at you. Now, what do you do with the people in the world you're not happy to see? That's not kind of challenge, right? How can I have any see them, you know? So, you can tell them that. That's one option, right? I'm really happy to see you. It usually goes over like a ton of bricks, so I don't recommend it. And the question is, you have to ask yourself, why? Why are you not happy to see this person? Why does that person arouse in you some emotion, you know? It might be because deep down there's some element of kinah that I have with this person. You know, he seems to be more successful than me, or whatever it is. It reminds me of my deficiencies. I had a crazy meister recently. This is a man, I'm not a malach. Kiddush number one. Okay, I'm not a malach. So, you know, young man yeshiva. The Reb Chatzel Eberstein writes in one place, he says that if a bracha sits in yeshiva and he doesn't have jealousy to the other bracha around them, is a rice not a bentara. Because if they are talking about sechel learning, and it doesn't, you don't feel jealous, it means it's not important to you, because someone's important to you, you're jealous of. People who want money are very jealous of people who have money. People who want Torah, you're jealous of people who have. But if you're jealous about somebody who's not learning Torah, it's almost a chutzah to the Ben Yoda says you're called a Sonny Hashem. So it's a little bit challenging. Because you're not jealous, it's right, you don't care. If you are jealous, you're called a Sonny Hashem. So that's the challenge of being a Yid, right? You know, getting the balance right. So I had a young man, you know, Baruch Hashem, a guy younger than me, but, you know, bigger master than me, and he was, you know, and I was, you know, I'm a jumpy guy. That's why I'm a Rosh Kollel in Silver Spring. And so it was hard for me to sit the whole day, you know, with that, you know, I needed a break in the middle. Right? So now I have an excuse, I can go fundraising, but, you know, then I have an excuse, I have to learn the whole day. So this guy, my much considered, etc. Bekehenu. I just met him recently. And he tells me, he says, you know, how much he always looked up to me and how much he gained from being with me. And I was like, really? Man. If I would have known that the whole time, I would have been much happier. There's always, yeah, that's part of that nature of being a yeshiva, that there's sometimes we look around, we have this looking over our shoulder syndrome. It's part of being, it's a lack of self-confidence to some extent. We're not, and that's part of the training we spoke about, you know, in yeshiva, is to challenge yourself and question yourself. And it creates some people talking get on our nerves. And then there's talk of people which are objectively getting your nerves. So then you have to be like, you know, the Rabbi Levines of the world. We're not asking that. But the average guy in yeshiva, he's not. You know, so like, you know, why don't you smile at everybody? It is a logical thing. And especially when you're interacting with somebody who's not in yeshiva, about the boss. Right, because he for sure thinks, oh, he's looking down on me. Like, you know. I had a conversation last night with fundraising with somebody, and part of the question was like, why do yeshiva people look down on people who are not from the yeshiva? You really don't want to have to answer that question while you're fundraising. He said, I'm not talking about you. They always say, I'm not talking about you. Right? I'm talking about somebody else, right? You know, so I said, okay, thank you. You know, so I said, you want to leave Emmas? Because, you know, people are not confident in themselves, especially teenagers, they're not confident in themselves. And the way they get confidence is by looking down at somebody else. Says, what about adults? Says, they never grew up. That was my answer. I mean, you got to have an answer for the situation. I said, don't go. Said, I'm saying it anyway. I said, because they didn't grow up. He said, okay, fine. He knew where I was going already. Yeah, but it's talk to true. We got to grow up and say, like, you know, I respect other people. Like, what's not respect? Everybody has mileage. So I'm happy to see them and see their mileage. So I look at them with the panamiris. I appreciate them as a human being. It's a tremendously powerful thing. Panamiris is a tremendously powerful thing. Yeah, I'll give an example. You see a baby. When the baby gives that first smile, that kid is kind of her parent, her mother and her father. He owns his parents. Because that smile punches lights up their life. Well, you don't lose that kaya. It saves you the rest of your life. Just we don't use it appropriately.